Hello and welcome to another episode of the Win Your Daily Battles podcast. My name is Jamie and I'm the host for this show. How is everybody doing today as you listen to me? I hope you're in good spirits. To my cancer survivor followers, I hope you're continuing to thrive despite the diagnosis. And I'm so excited that for today's episode, let me share to you, how do you tell your loved ones that you have cancer? It can get tricky because you don't want them to worry, and sometimes that is the first thing that they will do. Of course, it's natural when they hear that their loved one, which is you, is experiencing a life-threatening disease. They get very scared for you, and instead of comforting you, they end up just showing their emotion and crying and worrying, which adds up to your stress and anxiety. And it's perfectly normal. It just means that they love you. That's why they show their worry and fear. But how do you disclose to them in such a way that it will come out right, and you will also be able to share to them what kind of support that you're looking for? How do you set the mood in sharing to them the diagnosis? Well, that is my topic for today's episode. If it's your first time to ever listen to me, hello, my name is Jamie, and my artist name is Jamie Wins. I coined that name because I want to constantly remind myself that I am winning over my metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. And I just recently wrote a book entitled That Shit Called Cancer, The Not-So-Subtle Art of Winning Your Life Back. It's a self-help book for breast cancer and at the same time sharing my story and how I went through and experienced 4 recurrences in the span of 5 years, which is crazy because I dealt with it on my own, far away from my immediate family who are in the Philippines, while I did my treatment here in San Diego, California. And in my book, on page 17, if you have the copy, I actually wrote about how to share the news with your family and loved ones, because it can get really overwhelming when you want to share to them what you're going through. By the way, my book is available on Amazon, and to my Filipino listeners, it's going to be available in the Philippines starting April 17. I hope you watch out for it. And if you want to order, I'll tell you the details later, or you can visit the description of this podcast so you can know more information. So how do you share the news? And should you even share it? It is a very, very personal decision. In my case, my immediate family is in the Philippines, so I had to course through technology, meaning I had to tell my mom on video call and share to everybody using digital platform because they weren't here physically when it happened. And disclosing to my friends, I have to be very, very picky and selective. And I learned the hard way because I had to tell them at the point where I was so emotional. Now I'm realizing that there are better ways to tell them without eliciting the awkward pity party, which makes it feel like everything is hopeless when actually it's not. So let me read some of the things I wrote on my book about this particular topic. So when you get a diagnosis, now comes the hard part. Who to tell, and should you tell? Choosing who to share your diagnosis is a highly personal decision. You may prefer to keep it to yourself, in the same way that you cope with other bad things in your life, because you're introverted, maybe, or you're just simply a private person. Or you may be wary of being pitied or talked about behind your back. On the other hand, if you're like me, someone who prefers to talk it out as it helps me both mentally and emotionally, and because I long for support since I live far away from my family. At the end of the day, just do whatever works for you. For your own sake and safety, though, it's good to have at least a few key people who know about what you're going through, both for backup and accountability. Trust me when I say you will need backup. So first thing, who do you tell? Of course, I would say inform your immediate family. And if you have a spouse or a partner, they should be informed as well. A few trusted best friends and a friend who works in the medical field, because this person can be your resource or second opinion to things. In my case, I have a good friend who is a doctor, a pulmonologist in New York, and I would always tell her about any treatment I'm going through, and she would just tell me her thoughts, which is amazing. So it's good to have someone know what you're going through, who's an expert in the field. And when you tell your family, you need to give them a heads up that what you're about to say is something very, very important. Because you don't just casually say, hey, you know, I have cancer. Unless you like the idea of just taking it lightly. But if it's something that you really want to disclose because you want them to be involved in your journey, it's better to tell them something like, hey, I have something very important to share, and I really appreciate your time and attention on this. And once they give you their time and attention, the first thing you say is, I do have a revelation and I have the details, but I want to give you a heads up to not worry about me, just because I know that this is something I have to do, and I trust in myself. I trust in a higher power that I'll be okay. Now, how do you tell? This is something that I learned the hard way as well, because sometimes I just blurt out, I have cancer, oh my God, and then I would cry. And then that just creates worry with the receiver of the message, which sometimes is okay too. Honestly, sometimes it's okay to be real about your feelings, but if you're dealing with a loved one, sometimes you just want the best for them and you don't want them to add up to your worry. So you can try something like this. Is this a good time to talk? I have something important to say, and I'd really appreciate your time and attention. I've been diagnosed with cancer and will go through the necessary treatments. Of course, it's scary and I am petrified and worried, but I will do everything I can so that I can get through this. I hope you'll be there to support me in my healing journey, as I will really need it. See how calm and confident you are, even if inside you're not sure, but sometimes it's good to convey that message that right now what I need is support and not pity. And after this, you can then disclose what kind of support you want from them. Are you looking for an emotional support from this person? Would you want them to help you with errands in the house, or financial assistance, companionship in the hospital, preparing for your meals? It all depends. What exactly are you looking for this person in terms of support? Because each person has a gift, and you have to find that gift on where they can support you. And of course, if you're not feeling very optimistic, it's also okay to use this as an opportunity to unload your fears and anxieties. But again, choose the right people to unfold these things with, and not someone weaker than you, because in the end, if you just unload it, you need someone strong who can take on whatever it is that you're about to say. Again, I will keep reminding that this is a very personal decision, and it's up to you if you want to decide just how much you want to share with others, especially your loved ones. Which brings me to the next item in the book. What do you tell exactly? Do you share the whole shebang of what you're going to go through? In my experience and the way I see things, unless they will be part of all your medical in and out, or they will be with you the entire time, I would say disclose only the very basic information, like what kind of cancer do you have, what stage, and what's the treatment plan from your medical team. I would strongly advise not to talk about prognosis, like how many more months or years you're expected to live, unless what you have is really in the very late stages. And why is this? It's because you don't want people to pity you or treat you like you're dying or treat you like disabled or you're fragile. And besides, statistics sometimes are not very accurate, so I don't really depend on how long I'm going to live based on pure statistics. And you don't want your core group to manifest their fears and doubts and worries on you instead of supporting and cheering you on. We are in the present right now, and right now you just got diagnosed and you still have treatments to do. You still have things to try, a life to live. So to talk about prognosis is just not going to be good for you mentally and for the people you talk to, as it inflicts a lot of worry. So I would steer away from it and just tell them what is going to be done right here, right now, and what kind of support you're looking for. Now, some people are more private and really want to just keep everything in terms of their diagnosis, and that's fine. If that's how you cope, then great. If it works for you, then that's good. But if you're like me, who likes to talk it out, because it does help when you release, when you put your story out, just so it doesn't bother you and it doesn't stay in your head. So we all have our different coping ways, but I really still strongly suggest that you select a very few trusted people at the very least, who knows about what you're going through, just so you're not alone. You don't feel so alone in your journey. And if you have no one to share it with, and sometimes you just don't feel comfortable with your circle, you can always send me an email. You can share your story to me and write me in my email, jamiewins@gmail.com, or you can visit my official website, www.jamiewins.com, and share away, because I guarantee you that even sharing it to a stranger like me will help you feel lighter at the end of the day. So I hope that this episode inspires you and helps you with your struggle in sharing your story or your diagnosis with your loved ones. It can be as simple as this in terms of speaking of daily battles. We have our inner struggles, whether we should tell or how to tell. And I hope that this episode helps. So if you want to read the book and go on detail with what I just spoke about, it's available on Amazon, and in the Philippines, it will be out via direct sales. I hope that you support my hard work, and I hope it inspires you the way it did with me. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast for today. I hope to hear from you back, and I shall speak to you on the next episode next week. Thank you, and stay safe wherever you are. And whatever happens, we are gonna keep thriving, baby. This is Jamie signing off. Cheers!